This is Science in Action from the BBC World Service. As desert locusts threaten the countries around the Red Sea, a new biopesticide is being prepared for use.
Green mussel actually gives us a new tool to have in our arsenal against the desert locust.
10 years on from the paper that described the creation of Dolly the sheep. Just 1 week after the record-breaking colossal squid is landed off Antarctica, not everybody is happy.
It's instead a symptom of the massive and largely unnoticed overexploitation of our deep seas.
And how flying into the eye of the storm is improving hurricane forecasting. That's this week's Science in Action from the BBC World Service with me, Sue Broom. But we start with shocking news on the escalation of the illegal trade in ivory. Now into the eye of the storm.
We've just been for a drive around the town. It's really quite dramatic, the flooding which has happened through. We understand two breaches and two different levees. We went up close to near where one of the breaches is, and the current, the sort of scale of the water as it rushes in was quite dramatic as well. So early on into the effects of Hurricane Rita, already New Orleans has started filling up again.
Hurricane Rita battering the east coast of the United States in 2005, the year that hurricanes formed in greater numbers and at greater strength than ever before in recent history. At some point as Rita approached the coast, though, three planes were flying in, around and through the hurricane itself as part of a research project that hopes to improve the prediction of the intensity of hurricanes in the future. Professor Robert Howes at the University of Washington.
Over the last 15 to 20 years, forecasts have improved regarding how the direction and speed at which the storm will move along and where it will come into land. But at the same time, there's been a lack of improvement in the ability to forecast exactly how intense the storm will be when it comes in and how rapidly it changes its intensity, goes up and down in intensity markedly at times, and that's been very difficult to forecast.
Why is it so difficult to forecast? What kind of information do you need?
It's a question of inside versus outside the storm. The storm track, the way it moves along, is largely determined by the wind, how the winds are blowing generally outside the storm, but the intensity depends on a number of more subtle things that go on inside the storm. These detailed processes inside the center of the storm affect how the storm goes up and down in intensity, and those are very difficult to observe and forecast.
Now, you have just made progress here on intensity forecasting by getting inside the hurricane in a plane.
Yes, and people have been getting inside of hurricanes and planes for many years, but what we did was take a different strategy this time. We had three airplanes with special radars on them flying in the storm, and we, on the ground, set up a communication system where we could get the information from the airplanes in real time and quickly see what was going on and direct the planes more precisely to the detailed features that we wanted to explore.
And so did you manage to link the information from your planes to the actual forecasting of the intensity?
Yes, up to an extent, and we think we can do that even more in the future. We were, at the same time as we were making the aircraft observations, we were also running what we call a very detailed numerical model.
So that's a simulation of the weather conditions, the hurricane itself, on a computer?
That's correct. And we found that with this extremely detailed model, we were able to forecast the change in structure and intensity within Hurricane Rita, which did something which is called an eyewall replacement cycle. And our high-resolution model was able to predict and simulate that, and that gave us insight into how we wanted to fly the planes and gather the information most relevant to that intensity change process. So we were able to turn the aircraft and have it fly in a circular pattern all the way around the center of the storm. And that way, the radar looking out each side of the plane was able to see the structure of the storm comprehensively all the way around the storm in great detail. And this has been the major advance that we made in this project.
How do you see all of this being used practically in the future for prediction?
Well, imagine a storm that's not too far away from the shoreline, a high-resolution model that has been accurately updated with measurements from an aircraft like we've been talking about, would be more reliable in giving an indication of the intensity change that the storm might undergo in the 10 or 12 hours it has before it makes landfall.
Robert Howes at the University of Washington in the United States. And that's it for Science in Action this week. The producer today was Andrew Luck Baker, and I'm Sue Broom. For more information on any of our stories, go to the website at bbcworldservice.com.